A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here every day, Monday through Friday. So don't forget to share with your friends. Don't forget to tell them, oh my goodness, I know this wild woman preacher named Dr. Luana. She's on the air Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Well, join us if you will. I appreciate that. Well, you want to stay tuned all this week because guess what? Got a heavy duty message. God hates pride. Are you listening? God hates pride. You know, we live in a generation of how do you feel about that? What do you think? You know, the world's a better place because you're in it. Well, quite frankly, the question should be this. Is the world a better place because you're in it? Not because you're all that in a bag of chips. Hello. You know, we're in a generation today where it's all about you. You know, Hell's famous theme song is, "I Did It My Way," and it's all about me. Have you ever been in an arena and you see our generation today? You know, sometimes I get a YouTube, somebody sends me a link, Dr. Luana, I saw this thing on YouTube and it just really bothered me. And, you know, I want you to take a look at it and what's going on with our nation. And they'll send me a link and I'll click on it. It's a couple minutes long. And it's somebody that gets pulled over by the police. They're guilty. They're speeding, whatever, 90-some miles an hour in a 50-mile zone or whatever, 55-mile zone. They're flying down there. The officer pulls them over. And then they don't roll down their window but maybe about an inch. And then they play the victim. And the officer goes, "Excuse me, can I see your license?" And then they play this big old game back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, making "Well, why'd you pull me over? Why'd you pull me over? Why'd you pull me over? You know what? Excuse me. And no, you can't see it. I plead the fifth." It's like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? You see, we live in a generation that has fallen to the demonic spirit of pride. And God hates pride. If you're stinking pulled over because you're speeding, give your license and your registration and quit arguing with the officer that has to put up with the demonic forces of so many because of their pride. Pride is a vicious, ugly monster, and Christians have to be ever so careful. You ever notice that you can get around people and they always want to debate? You know, marriages are ruined and they fall apart because of pride. You know, the Bible says wherever pride is, there's strife and discord. You know, you get people that go from church to church to church to church, and they're full of pride and arrogance, and they're critical, and, you know, sorry, but God hates pride. Let me read you a couple scriptures. In Proverbs chapter 8, reading in verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way, are you ready? And the perverse mouth I hate. When God tells me he hates something, that's something that I need to stop and pay attention. Let me read that one more time. That's Proverbs chapter 8, reading in verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. How many Christians do you know that think it's okay to drop them F-bombs every time you turn around? They cuss, they say crude jokes. You know what? They're full of arrogance. God hates that. Don't think that they will escape and think that they're going to stand before God and it's going to be okay, because it's not going to be okay. God says pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. So, you know, you got to clean it up, darling. You know, you better get that toilet brush and clean that mouth up real good. You know, I used to be a cusser. I hate to say that. I wasn't raised in church. I was straight heathen. My mother was a cusser. Oh, my goodness. My mother cussed enough to peel the paint off the wall. So guess what? Four little ducklings, quack, 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 that walked around my mama. Guess what we did? We cussed just like my mama did. My mama said, blank, blankety, blank, blank, blank. This is blank, blank, blank. And guess what we did? When we went to school, it's blankety, blank, 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 blankety, blank, blank, blank. We didn't even think anything about that. So here I am now, a grown adult, not saved, not born again, don't know anything about Jesus, never went to church, and I just cuss like it was part of life. And one day, here I am, sitting at this restaurant with a group of my friends. I'm sitting in this restaurant. I'm all dolled up. I'm getting ready to go out. We're going to go party hardy. I'm not saved at the time. And we're sitting at this table, and I'm just talking, and we're laughing, and I'm talking, and I'm dropping them F-bombs, and I'm just cussing up a storm. And all of a sudden, this amazing, handsome, good-looking hunk walks up to me. He puts one hand on my chair, one hand on my table, leans over, looks at me, and says, "Excuse me." And I looked up at him and thought, "Oh, my goodness, he's fine. He's a number 9. And I'm looking at him, and he goes, "You know, it's amazing." And I'm thinking, "Oh, he thinks I'm all that in a bag of chips." And he goes, "It's amazing to me. You know, you are so beautiful." And I said, "Well, thank you, sir. Thank you." And then he goes, "But I can't believe that you eat out of that same mouth." He just crushed me. He said, "You know what? I can't believe I'm sitting over there on that table and I'm looking at you and I'm listening to all this garbage and these foul languages come out of your mouth. I cannot believe you actually can eat out of that same mouth." Well, can you say Shrinking Violet? Have you ever seen that little book when you were little? Shrinking Violet would get so embarrassed. Wee, 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 feet should shrink and almost slip in between the cracks of the sidewalk. Suddenly, I felt like my heart just, the bubble was popped. He didn't come over to say, you're sweet and good looking. He came over to tell me, why don't you clean up that filthy, rotten, dirty mouth of yours? You know, it's amazing. Before we get saved, we don't realize the things that we grow up with. And so I hear Christians sometimes say, you know, hey, that's just part of my life. No, you see, when I got saved, my mouth got saved. When I got saved, my tongue got saved. When I got saved, you know what? My actions begin to change. I had to clean up my act. You know, the Proverbs 21, verse 24 says, a proud and a haughty man, scoffer is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. You see, when you come into the kingdom of God and you have those old tendencies, those proud when you've been a part of a debate team, or maybe you're just a scoffer and a fighter and everything is bad. When you come into the kingdom of God, and the Bible says, lest a man be born again, he'll never even see the kingdom of heaven. So when you are born again, your life begins to change. There's a metamorphosis that takes place. There's a transformation from the inside out that begins to change. You know, my grandfather, now I'm going to hit something here, and I hope y'all don't get upset here. My grandfather used to say, throw a rock in the pack of dogs, and the one that yelps, ah! Is the one that got hit. You know, we're watching in our nation right now when we have a new president, and of course, everyone knows about Elon Musk, and now he is in a position that President Donald Trump gave him to kind of clean things up in America. Can you say, can you say yelp? Well, what's happening is their pride is getting crushed. And they have been sitting at home for year after year, receiving literally thousands, many, not all, but many are sitting their rumpuses at home and expecting to get paid. Plus, not only that, but they're finding out that a lot of money, millions, I mean millions of dollars, have been spent foolishly, sent out to different countries for gender operations, sent out LGBTQ for, what was it, $40 million for a color book? Are you kidding? To support LGBT? Are you kidding? You see, we're living in a time now where man's pride. And so right now, you, Christian, have to be very careful, because you don't want to enter into that arena of pride. I'm telling you, they're cleaning house, and I hope they clean it up really well. And I know some of you may be listening, and you're saying, yeah, but you don't. No, no, I do understand. I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of history, and I have for years. And let me tell you something. Pride is an ugly thing, and pride gets really upset when you're confronted with something that you've done wrong. And right now, we're seeing that in the House and the Senate. We're seeing that in the government. We're seeing it every state house. We're watching this, a proud and a haughty man, strifer, scoffer is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. You see, we're in a arena today where you and I have to fight against the demon spirit, that you don't enter into that arena. Let them clean house, and you know what? And let it be done. Amen. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23 says, a man's pride will bring him what? Low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. You see, God is the God who is watching. God is the God who knows all things. God is a God who will not back down. And when he sees, when pride rises up in somebody, oh my goodness, a man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. You don't think that God knows all those that have been faithful? God knows everything. You know, the Bible says in the book of James, I love that God rewards the humble. So if you keep your heart with humility, then you will enter into the divine, amazing, unbelievable blessing of God. James chapter 4, verse 6 says, but he, who's he, God Almighty, gives more grace to who? To the humble. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God gives grace to the humble. What is the word grace? It's unmerited favor of God. It's like the rain coming down from heaven of God's blessing and favor everywhere you go. I was thinking about this as we just, you know, everybody was running out to watch the Super Bowl, but my son used to play football, and I thought about how God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Well, when I know this may sound a little bizarre, but when my son was 14, I think it was, 13, 14, he, Mom, I want to play football. He was skinny as a rail, but he wanted to play football. I want to play football, Mom. He was a very fast runner. I used to call him Lightning. I used to think, my goodness, buddy, you should be trained for Olympic running. I mean, his little legs would run, and he would win every race. So they said, okay. So forgive me if I don't know the terminology. So I guess the quarterback is the one who throws the ball. So the quarterback throws the ball to the one way out in the field. I don't know what he's called. And he, wide receiver, that's what he was, a wide receiver. So my son was like the wide receiver. And he would get that football. They would throw it to him. He would look. And I'm telling you what, he would run 90 miles an hour in between all those big ones. And I go, man, Sammy. He goes, no, Mom, you don't understand. Those guys are big. If they catch me, I'm in trouble. One time they caught him and they squashed him down, you know, and they just all tackled him. And he goes, somebody get the spatula. Because he felt like he was like squashed like a pancake. Well, when I think about him running with that ball, and I think about the football, I think God is chasing you down with his blessing to the humble. When you're humble, God wants to overtake you with his divine blessing. He gives grace to the humble. You see, pride has blinded our nation, and pride makes excuses for everything they do wrong. Pride cannot be corrected. Pride says, you know what, you don't understand. And all through the Word of God, you can find those who lifted themselves in pride only to see their end was destruction. You know, when I think about the one that's the author of pride, it makes me say, okay, wait a minute, hold on. Who do I want to follow? Do I want to follow that demonic? See, let me stop there for a minute. The book of Ephesians says something powerful. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenlies. You see, there is a parallel. And there's a three-way parallel, and I hope I can help you visualize this. Here is, you got to put three lines on a piece of paper, go horizontally three lines, and you've got to think of that top line as the spiritual realm of God. You got to think about that middle line as the human nature of man, and then look at that lower line. There's three lines there. That lower line is the demonic forces, the spirits of demonic forces of hell. When you understand that pride comes directly because of Satan, you do not want to partner yourself with Satan, because pride is what destroyed Lucifer, and he was cast out of heaven's throne and cast down to the earth, him and what, a third of his angels. We're talking about demonic forces that are running rampant in our nation. In Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah paints an amazing picture of the demonic forces of Satan. And let me read to you in Isaiah chapter 14. It says in Isaiah chapter 14, reading in verse 11, "Your pomp is brought down to Sheol. The sound of your stringed instruments, the maggot is spread under you, and worms cover you. Oh, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation. On the farthest sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook the kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners?" Let me stop there for a moment. Do you understand? Satan was cast down, and he was cast down to the earth. And you have to understand his MO, his mode of operation is pride, steal, kill, and destroy. And you can see it throughout our nation. You can see it, the demonic forces that are over India. And, you know, I love you if you're from India. But you know what? We do not worship the holy cow. You know, we cut it and we have ribeye. But, you know, there are many, many people that are starving to death because of a demonic, lying, demon spirit that has covered over India and has brought such a demonic spirit of poverty in some areas, and the people literally are impoverished. Then you have another demonic force that started off years ago in San Francisco, the demonic demon spirit of homosexuality. And that thing bled down and spread across the entire United States of America and around the world. Then you have the demonic forces that sit in areas like Chicago, Miami, LA, Whittier. We're talking about violence, demonic forces of violence and gang violence and destruction. You can see our nation has literally been plagued by the author and the carrier of this demon spirit of pride. His mode of operation is described. Jesus described, and you don't want to miss all week. I'm going to break this up to help you understand. The next 5 days, you can listen to my program, and God Hates Pride, and I'm going to show you through the Word of God what pride does to those that end up taking on that demon spirit, and you have to guard against it, dear one. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. Don't tell me that Satan has not been working on weakening the nations, but I want you to know something. There is hope in Jesus. I want you to know something. Because of Jesus, you don't have to be a demonic lion, demon, victim of that evil, ugly spirit of pride. God gives grace to the humble. Jesus was humble. He died on that cross, rose again on the third day. You know what? He stomped and shut the devil's mouth. And I'm telling you what, we have authority and we have dominion in the mighty name of Jesus. And maybe you have become a victim. Maybe you're the Christian who cusses and continually cusses. Stop it. clean up your mouth. Let the Holy Ghost clean it up. Maybe you're the Christian that runs around from church to church to church. And I don't know, I just, you know, you're Mr. Know-it-all. No, you're not. I love you, but no, you're not. God loves you. And I hate to see you get to a place where God has to humble you in order for you to wake up. I love you. I'm Dr. Luana. You do not want to miss all this week. God hates pride. God hates pride. Don't forget, visit my website, atouchfromabove.org. And if you're in the San Diego area, Church Alive is worth a drive. Come on up to a church service every Sunday morning. We're a church without walls. Dress warm. It's absolutely beautiful. We're under a wooden pavilion. Church starts at 10 a.m. Touch from Above, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California. You know what? Say this prayer. Jesus, forgive me. And mean it with all your heart because he loves you. Amen. Don't miss all week. I want to be with you all week, and I want to show you the powerful Word of God. Oh my goodness. God wants to chase you down and bring the blessing on your life. I love you. I'm Dr. Luana. Thank you again for listening to my program, and thank you for your support. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to my
rescue. A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about his plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about his plan for her life, and he can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry. Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.